It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
And welcome, sports fans. This is Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing you action tonight from the Horseshoe again here in St. Mary's, Ohio. Jordan, good evening.
Hey, good evening, Brian. Exciting night tonight.
Yeah, tonight hopefully we can have a chance to crown ourselves a sectional championship. And I believe that will be number 18 in school's history for the boys basketball program.
Long time coming.
Yeah, it's been 5 years since we've had a chance to win a sectional, and those seniors and Kel Rammel, Landon Post, and Daniel Patch have not been on a team that have cut down the nets, and that's hard to believe.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And here earlier tonight, Marion walked away with about a 30-point win over Ada. So whoever wins this game will be facing the Marion Local Flyers next Tuesday at Wapakoneta at 7:30. And at the top half of that bracket, New Bremen's already found themselves in a big win as well. And so they will be heading there in the first round game. And they are waiting to see who they play in St. Henry and Lima Temple Christian. So let's take a break and we'll be back here. We're about 8.5 or so minutes away from the national anthem. And obviously we know that'll take a little time with some starting lineups and all that stuff. So we'll be back.
Lent is here and Wayne IGA has you covered. Stop by their deli for some of their famous freshly fried fish. You can get dinners with two sides or buy it by the pound. Call ahead at 375-2865 for larger amounts. They'll have their fish in the deli every Friday all the way through Lent. And check out their frozen foods section for their fish, shrimp, and even more meatless Lent options. Let Wayne IGA make your Friday dinners easy this Lenten season. Just stop by their deli and pick up what you need.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
And we're back here again. Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing you action from St. Mary's here in the Horseshoe. And let's talk a little bit about the other night on Tuesday night that got us here to this game, Jordan. And, you know, recap that for the folks if they didn't happen to tune in or watch.
You know, all in all, we had a pretty good basketball game against the Rangers. If I'm not mistaken, it was the same identical score as what it was at the beginning of the season or during our season play with them. But as far as the game goes, you know, we put a little bit of pressure on them. Come down, played some man defense, you know, really got up in their grill. They started off as an even game there that first quarter, and then second quarter we really started to get our groove and I think we took a, I want to say it was like a 20-3 deficit there in the second quarter, and we started definitely pulling away from them. But all in all, you know, the Indians had a great game, and hopefully they can build off of it, and, you know, let's get a W tonight.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing, you know, you played in coaching these things. It doesn't matter what it's like as long as you're the team moving on.
That's right.
You know, obviously you want to work on things and try to get better for the next game, but at this point, wins are wins, and you're happy with the fact that you get a win, and, you know, that you're not putting up your basketball shoes for cleats, and whether that be baseball or track or whatever. So, you know, I think at this point, you know, Coach Leverett was pretty excited about the win, knowing that we probably didn't play our best, but yet still played well enough to come away with a 27-point victory, and hopefully, like you said, we can use that confidence tonight. So,
and you know, like you know, people talk about it all the time, but in tournament time, you can never underestimate anybody. And you know, it goes back to what we were talking about on Tuesday with was it the Division I girls?
Yeah,
leading, they were the number one team, and they end up losing to the bottom seed. You know,
right.
I mean, it's incredible. So,
right.
You always got to come and be prepared and show up for tournament time.
You know, in that game, I thought New Knoxville and Coach Menger had a great game plan. You know, come out and try to slow things down. Went four corners early. Basically, we kind of got impatient. I felt we tried to probably pressure more than maybe what we could have, over-pressured. And that put the game pressure that we felt, I felt, on us. And we started maybe playing out of sorts and uncharacteristics of how we normally play, and which I didn't think we played very well in that first quarter. And then I thought Coach Leverett did a great job of settling us down and getting us under control. And as you said, we had a 20-3 run in that third quarter that kind of put the game away for us. And as we started to pull away, we started out the second half. I think our first four possessions, we got Daniel and Kel touches inside, and we got the looks we wanted. And eventually, I think also our press wore them down a little bit with them only playing six guys. So I think that was a big difference. And so looking tonight here, before we get ready to start, what's your expectations here as you've you know, watched USV Rams warm up here?
You know, I'm going to say it's going to be a similar game to Knoxville. I hate to say that just because of the style. But I don't think USV is very deep. You know, I think they got a really good starting five.
They play six kids from what I saw.
Yeah, so, and, you know, with that being said, you know, hopefully I see Coach Leverett do a little bit of press and, you know, wear him down. And I think we got a great group of boys that, you know, come off the bench. So, and I'm anxious to see them players take some of their roles and, you know, really put the game away.
Yeah, and looking at their starting lineups, they do have Player of the Year in their conference, and Drew Stevens, who's a 6'2 senior coming in. I think he's averaging in that 16-17 point range. And watching them play, they're small. Their biggest kid is 6'4. But other than that, I mean, they're all in that 6 foot, 6'1 range or so for the most part. And they look really quick and athletic.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it will be interesting to see. What is it they have? I think they have two other guys that are in double digits, you know, around the 10-12 point average a game. So it'll be interesting to see our defense and, you know, how we adjust with that, especially when you have a more than one good score on your team. You know, you just don't know who's going to show up.
Right. And, you know, and the other thing for us is, how are they going to play us? You know, I think that's going to be the key. I think, you know, early on, you always, you know, it's kind of like they say the heavyweight fighters match, right? You're just kind of filling each other out, waiting to see. You know, when you watch this stuff, you see, when you watch film, you see the other teams, you see our teams, you know our strengths, you see their strengths, you see weaknesses. But you never know how a coach is going to game plan to try to take you away from those things. And so it'll be interesting tonight to see what Coach Drew White for the USV Rams here will do to start, how they're going to guard us, just because they know they're lacking the size that we have, and see then what adjustments that Coach Leverett will make from that. So.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting for sure, Coach.
All right, well, we've got a great crowd here all night at St. Mary's, and we are under a minute here, so we'll get ready for the national anthem. So we'll go pay some bills, and we'll come back and ready for the starting lineups.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. You can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, I'm Jen Thompson from Generation Fitness, and I have some great nutrition news for Fort Recovery and the surrounding area communities. I'm partnering with Wayne IGA, and the Gen Fit and Fresh meals are going to be available there. There'll be single servings, family-style meals, snacks, and desserts in their grab-and-go section. If you've been curious about our Gen Fit and Fresh meals, here's a great way to try them out. If you're already a big fan, you don't have to wait until after your class at Generation Fitness to pick them up. Just grab what you want, when you want, when you're getting the rest of your groceries at Wayne IGA. We'll rotate the meals occasionally so you can try them all and get a good variety of nutrition to you and your family. Wholesome, nutritious meals made with fresh ingredients now available right there in your local grocery store. Stop in at Wayne IGA and try Gen Fit and Fresh meals.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and answer any questions you have. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but the high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month. This month, we are offering 15% off Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Fish Oil Nutraceuticals. Numerous clinical studies have shown increasing your intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish oil can enhance your overall cardiovascular function, including healthy heart rhythm, circulation, blood vessel function, and triglyceride levels. Visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, again, we're back here. Brian Patch and Jordan Winter getting ready for the starting lineups for both teams as we just finished our national anthem here and the announcements of the cheerleaders. And then we'll go through our non-starters here before we get through the starters. For our Fort Recovery Indians, who are going to be the traveling away team here in our purple and white and gray uniforms, we are starting with number zero, 6-foot senior Landon Post. Number 10, a 6-foot junior Troy Holman. Number 12, a 6'4" junior, Rex Leverett. Number 21, a 6'7" senior, Daniel Patch. And number 22, 6'5" senior, Kel Rammel. And for Upper Scioto Valley, I guess it's actually officially called, Jordan said, McGuffey Upper Scioto Valley.
That's right.
And I said, I've never heard of that. And he's like, you know, that's our official name when he played at Marion. It was Mariah Stein, Maria Local.
Maria Stein.
Come on. Maria Stein, yeah. And I've never heard him called that either, so
yeah.
It's a first. So anyway, starting lineup for the Rams here.
Yeah, so junior guard, number 2, Alex Sanders. A senior guard, number 4, Jason Helton. Senior guard, 6'2", Drew Stevens, who's their player of the year and for that conference. Another 5'11", sophomore guard, number 23, Maddox Underwood. And then their center, so they have 4 guards in the center. 6'4", senior, Blaine Castle. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it should be, again, I think kind of a tell of two different styles and teams here. And this is the first time I've ever seen this. The home team's actually announced first.
That is odd.
Usually they always announce the road team, and here they announced Upper Scioto first, and then the Fort Recovery Indians are going to be announced second.
Or, so, you know, I've seen it where they interchange.
Right.
You know, they'll go back and forth, but that is odd.
I tell you what, though, the St. Mary's intercom guy, whatever you want to call him, he does a phenomenal job. He knows everything about all these kids, and I don't know how he gets the scoop on them. But I know when Daniel came out the other night, and he said, future Capital Comet, Daniel Patch, because obviously he's going to be play baseball at Capital, and they're the Comets. So, and, you know, he talked about Rex Leverett when they announced him, the pride of his dad.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Oh, boy.
So, you know, this guy adds a little flavor and a little flair to it, and I think that's pretty cool for these kids. So
yeah, and you know, St. Mary's, they hear the horseshoe, nice facility. You know, I mean, great big stands and nice court, and you know, you can't beat the MC guy over there. That's awesome.
Yeah, it definitely is. And you know, when we were walking in here tonight, my daughter, and she had a friend with her, and you know, they're 10, and she's like, "Is this a college?" I said, no, it's not, sweetie. She's like, this is huge.
Yeah, you can't beat having a lot of parking either.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's on the college floor, which does make a difference. And that was one thing I know Daniel and Riggs Toby talked about the other night. And when they came over to our house after, we feed them and stuff. And they're like, man, that takes a lot to get up and down the court.
I bet.
So.
I bet.
All right. Well, as we wait here, let's take a break, and then we'll be back and ready for tip.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. 4 generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
All right, and we're back here getting ready here for tip time, and I know the voice of our Indians, Harold Feely's over there. We got to get him on some of this stuff. This is pretty cool.
Oh, boy.
And the Indians do control the tip. Daniel Patch gets the ball over to Landon Post. Landon quickly drives in on the right-hand side, turns around, throws it back up to Daniel Patch on the right-hand side. Indians are going left to right on your radio dial. Rex Leverett has the ball over to Troy Horn on the right. Troy drives in, sees what he has, surveys, throws out to Rex Leverett for three. No good. Good box out by the Rams. Quickly right now, Stevens pushing in transition. Oh, my goodness. Quickly down the floor, up and in.
Shot by Underwood. Shot.
Underwood. That took about 3 seconds to get down the floor for a shot. And Cal Rammel controls the rebound. Cal's walking it up, calls for a ball screen by Landon, drives to the middle of the floor, throws it back to Landon.
Rams come out in a man defense.
Yeah. Troy Holman has it on the right-hand side. Turns pivots, throws out to Daniel. Daniel swings it to the Rex on the left. Daniel thinks about a three, throws over to Cal Rammel. This would be an interesting matchup.
Yeah,
Cal Rammel pulls up, shoots a three, falls down, no foul. Rebound for Stevens and the Rams, pushing ahead in transition. Skip pass over to number 23, Underwood.
Second three, no good.
Yep. Again, about one or two passes, the shot is going up.
So and I don't know if they're worried about. I don't know if they're worried about getting pressed or if they're worried just trying to keep the flow of the game.
Right, trying to wear us down, or you know, use maybe their, maybe they think our size is at a disadvantage for us. Rex Leverett stops in the paint, pulls up, no good. Rebound Rams, three possessions, and three good, decent looks for the Indians, but come away with nothing to show for it. Right now, Underwood has the ball up top.
Indians come out in a 3-2 zone.
This is the first time Coach White's saying, hey, let's see what they're in, because we haven't waited to see what they're in until this point. Rams right now are doing a great job working the ball around. Stevens has the ball on the left-hand side, right-hand side, throws up to Helton. Over to Unwood. He drives to the baseline and almost, does throw it away.
Good.
Ball out of bounds. Turnover on the Rams. The Indians ball.
And, you know, the Rams right there, they just tried to make a cross-court pass, and I would have been pretty impressive if you would have caught that.
Yeah, there was nobody there on that. So
Troy Holman bring the ball down, walking it down here, trying to survey the floor. Rotates the ball over to Rex Leverett. Rex hands the ball off the landing post. Landon attacks the elbow. No shot. Kicks out to Daniel Patch. Daniel pulls the ball out. Rotates it up to Troy Holman. Troy gets the ball back over to Rex on the wing. Back up to landing post at the top of the key. Feeds the ball to Daniel Post. Daniel kicks out to Troy Holman. Troy looks to attack. Picks up his dribble. Rotates the ball back over to Rex Leverett. Rex down to Cale Ramler on the corner. Feeds down to Rex Leverett inside. 2 points. Got it.
Great offense and patience there by the Indians, Jordan, as Cal Rammel surveyed it and found Rex on a nice little backdoor cut.
I like this. Indians are changing their defense. Now they're going in a 1-2-2, and they're doing that kind of that soft press that they did against the Rangers, you know.
Making them waste some time. The 1-2-2 falls perfectly back into the 3-2. Shot up and...
No good.
No good. Troy Holman with the rebound here. Coach Leverett's telling him to push it here in transition. Cal Rammel brings it over on the right-hand side. Ooh, gets his pocket pick, but Landon Post is able to recover the ball. Great defense there by Alex Sanders. He's a pretty good athlete there.
I think we need to post him up, though, honestly. Man for man, I think Cale can.
I agree. And we're going right there to that, Jordan.
I like
Cale Rammel with the ball. Kick out cross-court pass to Landon Post on the left-hand side to Troy Holman. Troy drives in there. Stop, pops, and
got it.
Little one-handed floater by Troy Holman.
Good offense.
Yeah, absolutely. Indians take a 4-0 lead right now with 4:36 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. And Stevens for three, no good.
Rimmed in and out.
Rex Leverett with the rebound. Good start here for the Indians early on. One thing is too, watching this, Jordan, is they're not really guarding Troy Holman all that well. So he has a chance to really penetrate gaps and get deep into the paint to find some people right now.
Yeah, and his defender, Helton, number four, has been playing off of him to help side for Cale.
Which is probably a good scouting report. Troy's probably not going to shoot many from out there, but...
So it will be crucial, you know, Troy, to make sure he keeps flashing on the blocks. And
nice little move for Daniel Patch. How about that? A little catch it in the post, pound dribble, a little shimmy, faking one way, spin back, jump hook the other way. I like it. He's been watching some YouTube videos.
There you go. Indians take a lead, 6-0. The Rams trying to break our 1-2-2 press.
Almost a walk right there. Open
Sanders.
Three for Stevens. No good. Tip there by Daniel. Landon does recover the ball. Cal Rammel's bringing it across right now, calling for a ball screen. Daniel's coming up to set one for him. Daniel or Kel lets it fly. Good. 9-0 start for the Indians here. 3:21 to go. Cal Pharmacy. Let's take a break.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
And we're back here. So right now, to start off, the Indians are leading at the halfway through the first quarter with 3:21 to go here at the end of a quarter break. Our Indians are leading 9-0 right now. Kel Ramel just hit that three to make them, Coach White, call a timeout. Daniel Patch has two. Rex Lovrette, two. Troy Holman, two. And Jordan, talk about our offense right now.
Yeah, right now we are being super patient. You know, we're trying to find the open guy. And quite frankly, I think we're working hard. And it's paying off right now.
I've not seen this Fort Recovery team probably all year. And with the patience we have and trying to have a reason with why we're getting what we're doing. Kel Ramel right there picks up the steal, throws it over to Daniel Patch, back to Kel Ramel.
And, you know, we're talking about the offensive side, but they're doing the same thing on the defensive side.
Our defense is locked in for sure. Daniel Patch has the ball on the left-hand side, fakes a shot fake, throws it up to Landon Post, and turnover on the Indians right there. Landon just lost control of the ball.
Stevens with the ball at the top. Attacks, blocked.
Blocked from behind on Rex Lovrette. He goes up, and there's going to be a host of Indians. You got your choice of fouls there on either Rex, Daniel, or Kel.
And that is going to be on Rex Lovrette.
It's probably the one we didn't want to get that, since he's a little more prone to foul trouble.
Stevens to the line, shooting two.
Again, he's player of the year. Averages around 16, 17 points a game for them in their conference. Looks really smooth on that one. First sub for the game comes in is Mason Thompson, a 6'1" sophomore, replacing their big man, who's a 6'4" senior, in Blaine Castle. And besides the couple inches, he's ever bit as big as Daniel.
Yeah,
not too many kids like that.
He's a big kid.
And he's able to hit this second one is Drew Stevens, giving him two on the night.
Indians check the ball in. Troy Holman dribbling the ball down the floor. Passed over to Rex Lovrette in the left wing. Rex takes the ball screen from Kale Ramel. Is wide open. Ooh. Good hustle play by Kale Ramel. Ball tips in the air. He recovers and tips it into the rim.
That's just Kale being so much more athletic. Oh. He literally was a bad pass, underthrown. He tips it up to himself, catches it in the air, and lays it in.
That's incredible.
Shows a little bit how athletic Kale Ramel is. And we saw that the other night, too, Jordan, on the alley-oop dunk from Landon to Kale in transition. Brought the house down here.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Right now, USV is trying to figure out this 3-2 defense here a little bit. Stevens has a step-back 15-footer. Looks good. And probably over the back call, but they don't call it. Troy Holman does get the rebound.
Values the possession. Pulls it back out. Landon Post bringing the ball down the floor.
Closely guarded there by Stevens. That was a nice step-back move. Just missed
USV
it.
Still in their man defense. Rex Lovrette has the ball. Cross-court pass Daniel Patch for three.
Comes up short. And going to be out of bounds.
Rambo. Looks like we got three subs here for the Indians. Alex Deuce, Riggs Toby, and Reese Guggenbiller will check in for Daniel Patch, Rex Lovrette. And fellas, we got six.
Troy Holman.
There we go.
Coach Lovrette says, hey, boys, it's game 24. When That's you right. sub in, you go tell the guy who you're subbing in for. We haven't figured that out yet.
It's kind of like a little bit of junior high ball there for a second.
Yeah, you dealt with that. Again, the Indians still in a 3-2. Oh. Deflected pass from Kel Ramel right now in transition. Throws ahead to Alex Dews. Alex loses the ball, comes up with it, and lays it in. Right now, defense is creating some offense for the Indians there, Jordan.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, like we were saying before, we are being patient. You know, we're playing the passing lanes, getting our hands up.
Oh.
That should be a jump ball.
Absolutely. Kel was on top of that ball, and they're calling a foul. Oh, reach in from behind on Reese Guggenbiller.
Okay.
I was going to say, Kel had all ball on that jump ball.
Yeah.
Or should have been a jump ball, but they're going to call a foul on Reese checking
in. They're calling
in.
A shooting. That's kind of odd.
Yeah. Anyway, that'll be Reese's first foul, and stepping to the line is Alex Sanders, a 6'2 junior.
But you
nice,
know, you
nice
know,
looking like, athlete for them as well.
Yeah. Like we were, you know, we were talking about that defense, you know, explaining, you know, how we're locked in, and I mean, we're just being super patient.
Well, and the one thing, too, is, and I know Coach Hubbard helped put together the scouting report, that free throw is missed. we know the strengths and weaknesses of every one of their guys. We know who can shoot it and who can't. We know, you know, if they can go left or right well, how they score off of that. And so right now we are playing to their weaknesses. Nice pass in there from Kel Ramel to Riggs. Toby on a nice spin move and lay-in. Right now the Indians are pounding them inside. 17-2 lead right here for the Indians.
Yeah, that's impressive. And I'll tell you
and
one thing.
Everything's been inside, Jordan.
Yeah, yeah. I like how we're trying to work the ball in. And, you know, if we get a chance to shoot an outside, open outside shot, we have been. And
kiss off the rim and backboard back to the rim is Maddox Underwood hitting that three. And I do made a mistake there on the talk. It was 15. It was 15-2. Oh. Now it's 15-5 with under 15 seconds to go here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Landon Post has the ball dribbling up with about 10 seconds. Throws over to Kel Ramel to top the key. Ball screened by Riggs Toby. Kel's coming off of that. Crossover dribble. Pull up three. No good. 3 seconds. They got time to get a half-court shot off. Heave at the buzzer. No good. Comes up a little strong for Alex Sanders. Evaluation of that quarter, Jordan.
It's probably the best quarter we played all year, honestly.
I agree 100%. We were locked in on both ends. We knew what we wanted to do on offense, and we were pretty solid on the defensive end. Indians lead after one, 15-5. Let's take a break.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Brick Street Tavern has delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday, and now they also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. On Monday, it will be Mystery Monday with something different each week. On Tuesday, it's a meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it's their famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, they have their half-pound cheeseburger, fries, and slaw. And remember, in addition to these regular favorites at lunch, they now offer a second lunch special every day. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Monday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
And we're back here again. The Indians lead at the end of one, 15-5. On the floor for the Indians, we got Alex Dews, Landon Post, Riggs Toby, Reese Guggenbiller, and Kel Ramel. It'd be USV ball to start right now. Again, still trying to figure this 3-2 out that the Indians are running. Kick over for Underwood. No good on the three.
Good
rebound.
Box out by
yep,
Reese
rebound there by Reese Guggenbiller. Kel Ramel bringing the ball up across half court right now on the right hand side. Looking to attack, and they're going to call an offensive foul. Not sure about that call.
Yeah.
Especially from a guy as an official who all my years, we were just talking about this beforehand with Derryberry, is letting kids play.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's almost been brutal at times letting kids play. My goodness,
yeah.
We didn't let him come
especially
close
especially if
there.
You're a post player.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. Indians pick up three-quarter court, kind of token more so, trap, trying to slow him down, get him maybe a little discombobulated here. Great. I love our defense.
Yeah,
right
great
now.
Rotations.
Absolutely.
Ah.
Three kick out right there. No good. Rebound, Kel Ramel.
Another call on Derryberry.
Oh, my
color.
Goodness. That's a touch foul.
That's crazy.
Maybe he just calls him tight when Orange with him.
Maybe.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like one of those games I've never really said just Derryberry by himself without Derryberry and Orange. Kind of like the Lewis and Clark
that's
thing.
Right.
You know?
That's right. It is an odd not having that combination.
Landon Post dribbles across, dribble handoff to Alex Dews. Alex gets to the middle. Jump shot in. Kiss off the glass right there for Alex Dews. Gets the Indians' first point of the quarter. We pick him back up here again full court. Right now Stevens has the ball, throws it across court to Underwood. Underwood gets it into Sanders. Little pull-up jumper, no good. Kel Ramel gets the deflection, but it comes back to the Rams. Sanders drives a little step back, gets it inside.
Good
help side by Reese Guggenbiller. Gets a deflection and a steal. Coach Loretta says, let's slow it down here. 15-5 with 6:22 to go here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Post has the ball over to Dews. Inside to Kel Ramel. Should be Indians' ball. Right now we got three Indians checking back in. Loretta Patch and Holman to replace Post, Toby, and Dews.
You know, like we kind of talked about at the beginning of the game, great job by some of our role players right now.
Absolutely. You know, you look out there up on the floor, and, you know, right now, Troy Holman gives you 2 points. Alex Dews has 4. Riggs Toby has 2. You know, right now, that's something that's kind of unexpected. How about Daniel Patch driving in there, beating him off the bounce, and a lob pass to Kel Ramo inside.
Good find.
Something you don't see every day.
Yeah.
6'7 post player splitting a gap and throwing it up to the 6'5 Kel Ramo. Pull up jumper on the other end real quick. Missed shot there by Sanders. Rebound Kel Ramo. Indians lead 19-5 right now. Kel's walking it down. Coach Loverett's giving some instructions there. Daniel Patch is coming up the high ball screen for Troy Holman. Drives in, left-handed layup. Missed the left-handed layup. Don't foul right here, Rex. Come down, 17-footer. Good. That's a tough shot for Thompson right there for the Rams. We'll give you a 17-footer in transition.
Yeah. Troy Holman bring the ball down. Pass it over to Rex Leverett. Hands the ball off Daniel Patch. Daniel looks inside. Passes out to Kale. Kale rotates the ball back over. Rex Leverett hits Kale. Ooh.
Oh, shove.
That's got to be a push.
Oh! They're calling out of bounds.
So Kale Ramble caught the ball and then shoved to the floor, and they call it out of bounds on Kale. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, definitely missed that one. Right now, Underwood's walking it up for USV. Again, Indians back in that 3-2. Swings it on the right-hand side to Stevens. Back to the corner to Sanders. Sanders dribbles it back up. Skip pass over to Helton. Stolen by Guggenbiller. Over to Troy Holman. Troy Holman spins. Throws up to Kel Ramble. Deep three. Holy cow.
Got it.
Holy cow. That's a deep three for Kel Ramble right there. And Coach White says, hey, let's take a timeout. Let's talk about this. Things starting to get away for them right now. And the score is 22-7. Purple.
This is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, we're back here with 4:27 to go in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. The USV has the ball. Stevens is trying to drive in, find a gap, kicks out to Underwood for 15-footer. Good. Nice patience there by the Rams.
Troy Holman bringing the ball to the floor. Surveying the court there. Cross-court pass to Rex Leverett. Back over to Daniel Patch for 3. Off the back of the rim. Rebound there by Underwood. Underwood pushing the ball hard. Pass the ball back up to Stevens. And they are still struggling to get this, break down this defense. Ball back up to Stevens. Stevens with the ball at the top of the key. Turn the ball over. Daniel Patrick steal.
And the Indians are going to walk it up here. Troy Holman has the ball now. Coach is calling a set out here. Kel Ramble sets the high ball screen from Troy Holman. Troy drives in. Stop, throws over to Daniel Patch. Daniel powers up and scores. Nice pass from Troy Holman. Gets Daniel Patch an easy little lay-in on the penetration. Back into the 1-2-2. Three-quarter court trap. I love this defense right now. Great game plan by Coach Leverett so far. Stevens drives in, and they're calling a foul. Oh, my goodness. That was a phantom foul right there. Nice athletic move, though, by Drew Stevens. Takes off from about halfway up the free throw line and floats and lays it in.
Yeah. Our rotation wasn't quick enough on that for our middle guy, and he had an easy lane right down the middle.
So right now we got Alex Dews and Landon Post check in, replace Riggs, Arise Guggenbiller, and Kel Rimmel, giving Kel his first blow of the night with 3:03 to go in the second quarter. Stevens hits that free throw, giving him 5 on the night. Brings the score to 24-12?
Yeah, 24-12.
Got him doubled up here. Landon Post has the ball on the left-hand side, gets it in to Daniel Patch, kicks out to Rex Leverett. Daniel repost, back up to Troy Holman. Troy Holman, one dribble, looking inside for Daniel, can't get it to him. Landon Post has the ball on the right-hand side, receives a ball screen from Alex over to Troy. Right now, the Indians look like they are trying to get it inside to Daniel.
I like the patience.
Alex Dews for 3, no good.
Said that too soon, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, that was one of those Daniels trying to tell Troy to throw the ball up top. I got my guy sealed, and Alex catches it and doesn't throw it and jacks up a 3. 3 on the other end, and no good from Stevens. Hustle play there by Sanders. Gets a rebound, kicks up to Stevens. Stevens dribbles to the high post, swings it across to Unwood. Over here to the short corner to Thompson. Back up to Sanders up top. Swings over to Stevens on the left-hand side. He's surveying, drives a gap. Pivots, throws to Underwood. Up for Daniel Patch. Gets blocked. Oh, my goodness. Daniel blocked it. Started dribbling down the floor. They call a foul after he took about 2 dribbles. And there sets Derry Berry underneath the basket and calls clean.
Yeah.
And the Purple let him know about that. Daniel can't believe that foul.
I don't think Derry Berry could either.
Yeah.
He ran right next to him.
Daniel said something to him. He kind of gave him a little little grin and a shrug. So Underwood steps up and hits both of those, giving him 7 on the night. Getting 24-14 lead here.
Indians need a bucket here.
Yep. 10-point lead. It'd be nice if we give ourselves a little cushion. Troy Holman has the ball up top. Picks his dribble up. Throws it to Rex Leverett. Gets it. Well, thought he was going to get it inside to Daniel, who had a still up. Troy's looking to take his guy. Bounces, spins. Step through, throws out to Landon Post. Falls on the ground. Landon has it on the left-hand side. Throws up to Daniel Patch. Landon Post lets a 3 fly. Good. You caught it, Jordan. We need a bucket. We got it from Landon Post. Our senior, who only had 1 point the other night, steps up and hits a 3 right there in a big moment for us. Sanders drives in on the baseline side, goes up, and no good. Tipped around. Troy Holman walks away. Oh, my goodness. You got to be kidding me.
What is that?
Shot goes up. Missed rebound. Landon Post has the ball. They're calling a foul on Landon after Troy Holman ripped the ball away. Oh, my goodness. This same official now has made 2 straight calls that the people in purple do not like, and I would agree with them.
Not one bit.
I mean, these calls are wow.
You know, we go from two different extremes here from the first quarter to the second quarter. And the Rams are checking the ball in. They throw the ball up top to Stevens. Landon Post heavily guarding Stevens. Rotates the ball to the corner and Underwood. Back up to Stevens. And they're not too sure what to do right now.
Yeah, they're not really sure how to attack this. Because it's a matchup. So, you know, we're matched up guy for guy. And it's not really a zone. So anytime you try to run some zone offense against it, it matches up well with us. Landon Post to flex the ball over. Don't get a foul there. Landon drives in. Wild shot blocked by Daniel Patch there. It is a reach-in foul.
Yeah, big foul right there. And, you know, the best part about that call, and, you know, me and you both have been in this situation, is right now you're starting to get in their head a little bit.
Absolutely, because right now you look at the scoreboard, it was 6-1 on fouls and not in favor of us.
Yeah.
So he drove in there, and Daniel blocked that shot real easy. Coach White saying, you know, he fouled him. He went straight up on that, so you can't shove in there. Under a minute to go here in this quarter again. Indians almost have them doubled up, 14-27. The people in purple lead right here. Coach Lorette says, hey, let's take our time right now. If they're going to stay back off of us, let's go in here. Kel Rimmel sitting on the bench with no foul trouble.
13-point lead.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we get a bucket here. Really take the wind out of their sails.
Absolutely. Landon has the post. There is a reach in. They can be really aggressive now. And there they are. A little talking going on, and Derry Berry looks at him and basically starts kind of mouthing off right back to him. In all my years of coaching and playing, Jordan, there's one thing I know you don't want to do. Make a referee mad.
That's exactly right.
Especially the ones that get paid. Ones that had to pay to get in, you can make those people mad.
But yeah.
The other ones that actually get paid to do this thing, you don't want to make those guys mad. Troy Holman has the ball 12 seconds, drives over to Rex Leverett. He checks the timeout. Skip pass up to Alex Dews. Alex throws it over to left-hand side to Landon Post. Dribble and step back three. Way short on that one. Gets a rebound by Sanders. Two seconds. Half court heave.
No good.
Ooh, that hit the bottom of the net. That looked good going in there deep. At the end of one half, the Indians lead 27-14. Your thoughts there, Jordan?
Kind of speechless there how the quarter ended up playing out there with a couple tough fouls, but all in all, it's some of the best ball I've seen Fort Recovery play in a, you know, we're organized, we're patient, our defense is locked in tight.
We have a purpose, don't we?
We do. We do.
We are playing with purpose, and I don't know, I'm not trying to knock our kids or anything at all, but Coach Leverett has them dialed in. It looks like the kids know what the game plan is, and we are following that game plan down to a T at this point.
Absolutely. And you know, that one of the best things, too, towards the end of these quarters is, you know, tensions are getting high. And I like that because we're still going to go in there. We're going to come out and we're going to keep fighting because of that.
Absolutely. Let's take a break and recap here when we come back.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from a little boy?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have.
That's my son. He always talks about how you have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
Derek.
Yes, Mom.
You've got to stop bothering those nice folks at work.
But, Mom, I love talking to them.
Well, I would love it if you would finish your chores before you start making phone calls.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
And we're back here again at St. Mary's High School in the Horseshoe. Well, Jordan, it was probably could have been, we were talking off air here, could have been the best half the Fort Recovery Indians have played all year.
I'd agree. I mean, you know, I've said it here a couple times, but the patience and the, you know, we're not running around with our heads cut off, you know, our urgencies, you know, it's everything right now is just clicking for the Indians.
Yeah, we may not wanted this halftime break to end. We made it to say, hey, can we take a pass on this thing and keep playing? Well, at the end of one, it was 15-5. Fort Recovery Indians led over the McGuffey Upper Scioto Valley Rams. And the second quarter, we saw that lead for us outscore them 12-9 to take a 27-14 halftime lead. Leading the way for the Indians is our first team All-MAC player, Kel Rammel, coming in with 10 points. Daniel Patch has added 4. Alex Deuce has added 4. Rex Leverett, 2. Troy Holman, 2. Riggs Toby, 2. And Landon Post, 3. You know, and Jordan, we were talking a little bit off air as well. The thing that we really liked is the idea that we established a post-up game, you know, inside. Besides, Kel hit a 3. Daniel, I think, shot 1 or 2. Landon shot 1 or 2. Rex shot maybe 1, which we're going to because we have some kids that can. But a lot of our stuff came inside the paint.
Yeah. You know, and like we were talking to, one of the best things about that is we get that feed inside, which we haven't been doing much this year. And then we got guys cutting off that on the backside. So not only are you looking at the first step of your actions, but now we're getting into the second step, the third step, possibly kicking the ball out for an open 3. And quite frankly, right now, the Indians are just right now are out shooting the USB Rams.
Well, and the other part is you know, we definitely have a size advantage. You know, they have one big kid that's 6'4". If he guards Daniel, Daniel's on the outside, Kel's inside.
Yeah.
If that kid is not in the game, Daniel goes inside, Kel plays outside. You know, so right now Coach Leverett's saying, hey, boys, pick your poison. Who are you going to guard and where are you going to put them at? And then the other part that I like that you talked about as well is we are moving on the perimeter. We're not just passing to the post and standing. So now you can't double the post because if you go to double, we are cutting off of that. So that's fine. Go doubling. Our post guys, Kel and Daniel will hit guys. They're two of our best passers we have as post guys and you know, guys that have some size to them. And, you know, that's how we've been able to get some good looks off the backside is off of those cuts that we talked about.
And, you know, the other good part about those is off of those cuts, we're getting our 6th, 7th, and 8th man off the bench that are scoring.
Right.
So not only is it our starter scoring, but also our bench guys are, which is huge when you can contribute that to your basketball game.
Right. And we've talked, obviously, a lot of the offensive end because, you know, I think we're playing well, and I'm excited to watch that right now if you couldn't tell. But let's talk about our defensive end.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, that's kind of been our thing that has carried us a lot throughout the year. We've been a top 3 performer in the MAC as far as points allowed, efficiency, and all that, those kind of stats. Let's talk about that part of it. What's the difference that you see in this game right now?
Right now, our tenacity on the defensive side is incredible. Not only are we, you know, Coach Leverett's got a good game plan with the defense we have, but, you know, our hands are up, and, you know, that's not characteristic of just any team. You know, that's something that takes repetition and practice. And we're getting a lot of turnover. You know, we're making a lot of turnovers happen on the defensive side because we're playing the passing lanes. You know, we're being aggressive. We're getting after it. You know, what are your thoughts?
First of all, I love the 1-2-2 three-quarter trap up to or back into a 3-2. Absolutely love it. You know, I don't know if we had great matchups if we were to play a man, you know, because they're so guard-oriented and heavy. You know, they're not trying to pound the ball inside. So that's why we're not playing a 2-3. You know, 2-3 is more so to protect the paint, right?
Yeah.
A 3-2 is you're putting 3 guys on the perimeter, and those 3 guys, if done right, can really cover the whole entire floor because you run it as a matchup. And so when you do that, the only thing really Daniel and Kel have to come out for is they show in the corners and drop. And by showing in the corners and dropping, it keeps your 2 best rebounders inside and it allows those other 3 guys to really come out and play havoc all over the perimeter, knowing that if you do pressure and get beat, they're 6'7", 6'5", below, you know, help protect in the basket a little bit. And, you know, you've seen that a little bit because Daniel's had 2 blocks, a couple chain shots. Kel Rammel had a block. You know, Rex had a block from behind. Rex is playing the middle. You know, you're putting 6'4 with long arms. I always kid Rex when he's coming over to our house. I'm like, Rex, you tie your shoes standing up, son. Like, you know, he has long arms. And, you know, when you have that wingspan at the top and 6'7", 6'5 down at the bottom, and Landon Post and Troy Holman are active and 2 great on-ball defenders on the wings.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be really good.
You can. You can. You know, hopefully they're really figuring themselves out, and there's no better time than right now.
Now, hopefully we don't jinx ourselves and do the old broadcaster's jinx and we come out laying eggs.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
But, you know, I'm so impressed with how we're playing right now and how we're operating right now. And, you know, let's take a quick break and we'll come back to start the second half, and it will be Indians ball to start that half.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night.
Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings, and lots of fish and shrimp during Lent. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
And a quick looking over there, scanning the crowd, a quick shout out to Coach Tony Overton, the head coach at the Ansonia Tigers. He was a longtime assistant of myself, and I know him and Bob and, you know, are good friends as well. And, you know, I brought Tony over here. He was a Jay County guy, and I brought him over on our staff. And, you know, he was given the opportunity to be a head coach at Ansonia and jumped on it. And he's over there in his purple and white supporting the Indians and definitely loves Fort Recovery. So glad to have Tony here. Kel Ramel has the ball inside and going to be a turnover on Kel Ramel. They're trying to get the ball inside the Landon post. I'm not sure we did hit that. It looked like Landon hit it, but the other guy hit it out of bounds after.
I thought so too.
Quick scoring update right here. New Bremen did win 76-45 over Lima Perry. And after one, St. Henry's up over Lima Tim Christian 21-7. And Marion won 65-38. So right now, three of the MAC teams are in. Hopefully we can make it a trifecta and get four of us in there and have a all-MAC district, or a district, I should say. Right now, backside steal from Landon Post to Kel Ramel. Gets the steal. Kel's pushing down the floor, heading down like a freight train. It goes up and shoots it and misses it and gets fouled.
Hit the ball. Or he hit the deck hard there.
He was speeding away. He wanted to hammer that sucker. He put it in full gear. Neil's bringing us cookies here, trying to get us fat.
Easy.
Neil, it's Lent, you know. You're not supposed to be snacking, you know. After I went and got ashes on my head and everything, I got to follow that, Neil.
I know. I was given the old, you got to make sure my Lent is inconvenient for me, not convenient. So I got to be a little bit better at that.
Kel Ramel steps up, misses the first free throw on the Hall Brothers free throw line, but does cash in and hit the second half of that, giving him 11. Ooh. Turnover on USB. Nice job there by Daniel Patch on the defensive end. Hopefully we can start off here. Right now we have them doubled up here. Up by 14.
Troy Holman bring the ball down.
In purple.
Pass the ball over to Kale Ramel in the corner. Kale surveys. Back up to Landon Post. Landon back over to Daniel Patch on the left wing. Finds Rex Leverett inside. Got it for two. Great ball movement right there. I love the one more pass. Daniel finds the feed down low. That's perfect.
Kel skips it to wide open Daniel. Daniel could have got a shot up. Instead, turned down a good shot for a better shot. Jordan, I agree 100%.
I'm not sure what Fort Recovery team we got here right now. But
I love them. I love it right now. Takes up a wild shot there by Stevens, but a tip-in is going to be by
Castle.
Yep, Castle on the tip-in. That was
I don't think he tried that.
Yeah, that's a little more luck. Kel Ramel with the ball up top. Gets it in to Daniel Patch. Daniel surveying. Drives in and up off the glass for Daniel Patch. Never seen that post move before there by the little scoop and finger roll by Daniel. A little English on that. I like it.
Another feed to the post.
Being aggressive inside. Stevens has the ball on the left-hand side. Picks up his dribble. Skip pass over to Sanders. Sanders trying to get it into Castle. Great defense by the Indians right there. Moving screen there. They don't call it. And Stevens hits
open.
A three.
Wide open three.
Yep. Troy Holman's bringing it across right now. We see our Indians up 32-19. Kel Ramel has the ball on the left-hand side. Daniel Patch is calling for it.
Cut off that, Kale.
Yep, dribbles back out. Surveying. Skips it over to Rex Leverett on the right-hand side. Coach is calling out some instructions. Landon Post has the ball. Dribbles back up to half court. Swings it over to Kel Ramel. Kel thinks about a three. Throws it into Rex Leverett. Turn around, jump shot.
Got it.
Good. Great ball movement. Patience. Great shot, Rex Leverett.
Tough shot, too.
Yeah, turnaround jumper. That's kind of becoming his shot right there. And now he's back up top playing with those long arms again, getting a chance for a deflection. Gets a possible steal, but they call a reach in from behind. That's going to be his
third. That'd be his third.
So Alex Deuce checks in. Nice effort there by Rex Leverett. That's why I said I would love to see Daniel pick up that foul on the one time instead of Rex. Rex has a tendency to reach in a little bit more. Daniel doesn't quite do that. So
Sanders kicks over to Stevens. Stevens ball fakes to Castle. Castle off the backboard. No good. Kale rebound. Rammel with rebounds. Kale up to Troy. They're pushing the ball a little bit. Troy tacks. Out to Daniel. I thought Daniel was going to pull that.
Yeah. He had a little momentum going right there. Hands off to Kale Rammel. Popped over to Daniel. Kale's ball screen there from Kale to Daniel. Daniel drives in. Pivots back and hits Kale Rammel on an iso move right here. Kale stops and pops and no good. Rebound's going to be
Indian
off
ball.
Of the Rams. I like that little two-man game by Daniel and Kale right there, Jordan.
You know, I don't mind that. I wish I could see a slip out of one of those, you know, those ball screens. And
the thing I like about it is Daniel comes off that ball screen, so you have to hedge it. Daniel then pivots real quick and hits a little drag pass to Kale. And when you get that, now you have no help side. It's 1-on-1, which is what the Indians just did right there. Troy Homan has the ball to Landon Post on the right-hand side, looking to get it inside to Kale, which I like that matchup as well.
Troy's just got to see where he's passing it there.
Right. And the passer, with Kale posting up, you can't see what's behind you. So as a passer, you are the eyes of that post player. So where you throw it to, that's the side that you're expecting them to turn to. Kale Rammel catches it. Eyes up three.
That gives him 14 on the night.
Pushes that Indian lead. Extends it right here. And we jump right back into that 1-2-2. Almost a cross-court pass. And still, Kale Rammel knocks it out. It's 37-19. 18-point lead for the Indians. You know, this is one of these things, too, is playing with that pride of the MAC. Playing this our schedule is, you know, you look at records and all that, looking who's in their conference. You know, I'm not sure their conference has gotten them prepared for the stuff we've seen here as,
I agree with you.
As St. Henry's up 21-9 on Temple, and that's one of those teams in that conference. So.
Stevens for three, misses, offense rebound by Castle. Back over to Helton. Helton passes up to Underwood. Over the quarter to Sanders.
Great defense corner by Troy Holman.
Yeah. Underwood with a little 12-foot jumper. Got it. Gives them 21 points. It gives Underwood 9 points on the night.
That's the first bucket for the Rams in the second half here. Rescuing Bill, dribble weave to Alex Dews and Daniel Patch. Kale Rammel setting a ball screen up top. Troy Holman has it.
Oh, great move.
Pull up by Troy Holman. Good. Had the whole backside cleared out for a drive by Troy Holman.
Great move there by Troy.
Great read by Troy.
Yeah.
Let alone the shot itself. A great read by that young man. Sanders has the ball on the left-hand side looking to take Daniel. Nice defense there by Daniel, keeping the guard out of there. And back off. Sanders now Stevens drives that time over to Underwood for three. No good. Kale Rammel got lucky on that one. He did box out.
Yeah.
Skips it over to Daniel Patch. Daniel's bringing it up the floor now. Hands off to Kale Rammel at half court. Kale calls for a ball screen. There's one of those slips you wanted to see with Daniel slipping. Troy Holman has the ball. Kicks out to Kale Rammel for three. Uh-oh, Kale Rammel's filling it. This may not be good for the Rams. One dribble pull-up three for Kale, giving him 17 on the night.
I don't know if you've seen it, Kale, after he hit that three, he's jogging backwards with his tongue out a little bit. I was like, uh-oh.
Well, I saw Daniel held up the three sign. Like, my guy's feeling it right now. Missed shot there by the Rams. Kale Rammel with the rebound. Outlet to Alex Dews. No one's down the floor. Alex lays it in. Coach White has to take a 30-second timeout. He's not happy. And the Indian faithful is going crazy right now as we have a breakaway layup. Indians up big. 44-21. 2:31 to go in the K&L Tractor third quarter scoreboard. Let's take a break.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings, and lots of fish and shrimp during Lent. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Again, Indians up big here in this third quarter with 2:25 to go. Indians have 44, Rams have 21. Sanders gets the ball in the high post. Dribbles back out to Underwood on the right-hand side, looking for Stevens' short corner area. Back out to Underwood. Underwood's trying to get things organized. Stevens ran from one side back to the other side. They're still trying to figure this thing out, Jordan.
They're trying to overload and then double screen their guys to get Stevens an open three.
Shot up there, no good by Underwood. Rebound, Rex Leverett. Thing is, we're not even guarding two of their guys because they're just screeners. So we're basically playing 5-on-3 right here.
And our ball pressure is good enough that they're not having easy passes.
Yep. Right now they're trying to get let's see how we play here because they're trying to pressure us now and get us out of rhythm. Let's see how we handle that. Rex Leverett, pull up, little 15-footer, no good. Great shot, though. I like it. Uncontested little 12-15-footer. Stevens attacking here in transition. Rex stops, goes straight up, and he hits that.
Tough jump shot.
It is, especially contested by Rex, who's 6'4". He has 10 on the night for Drew Stevens. Again, pressure here. Landon Post dribbles behind the back. Get it stolen right here. It's Sanders. He drives up and lays it in. Again, they want full court pressure right now. This is where we got to be strong with the basketball and make good decisions. Coach Leverett's going to take a full timeout. Let's take one here with him. Indians still lead 44-25.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Again, our Indians here are leading with a minute and eight to go in the K&L third quarter scoreboard, 44-25. Although the Rams are on a 4-0 run currently in the last few possessions, and we've turned the ball over, Rams are picking up some full-court pressure, and this is, Jordan, where we want to see, are we going to make good decisions? Handle the ball, Riggs. Toby just turned it over, didn't know that someone was coming up from behind, which obviously you've got to know that if you're being pressed. Rex Leverett picks up a cheap foul right there, and that is his third one. Right now, this is where Landon and Kel and Daniel have got to step up. Daniel's setting right now. He just came out after playing the whole quarter, but this is where Kel and Landon have to take some control and ownership here, being senior leaders.
Very much. The Rams check the ball in. Ball's over to Helton. Helton passes over to Underwood.
We still don't have to guard two of their guys. We just got to know where the other three guys are at.
That's right.
Now, those guys are all double-digit scorers, but you know, we just got to play solid position defense, which right now we just didn't, and let Sanders drive down the middle lane and split us. Getting interesting right here. This is where we got to be able to take care of the basketball, even if we're not going to shoot it right away, because we don't need to shoot it. We just need to break the pressure and come out and continue to run our stuff. Foul right here on the Rams. They're trying to speed us up. We're not a fast team.
Yeah.
We want to slow things down and be efficient.
And our guards have to realize we can't just come across that half-court line and pick the ball up. That's not how it works.
Which we just did right there on that one, because now you're trapped by three people with the half-court line. We get it inside two. Landon posts. Landon dribbles and reverse layup. No shot. Not a great shot there by Landon with 20 seconds to go, especially on the clock. You got to know the situation right there. Stevens drives in.
Got it.
Lays it in.
Eight unanswered points there by the Rams.
Yep. Right now with 8 seconds to go, I don't know if we know how much time's on the clock. 5, 4, 3, 2. Troy throws up a wild shot. Not a good finish for a great quarter for the Indians. Not how you want to finish it. Going up 15 right now, Jordan.
Yeah, you know, right now we're a little flustered because we're not used to the pressure. The flow of the game has changed, and now we're trying to play USB ball when we should still be playing Fort Recovery ball.
Absolutely, I agree. Great evaluation right there. Let's take a break and be back. Start the fourth quarter. Indians lead 44-29.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
And again, we're back here and looking at a couple things here, getting ready to start. We see we had all MAC honors for bowling, Jordan, and Gabe Atchison for Fort Recovery was second team. And Lucas Atchison and Evan Keller were honorable mention.
Awesome.
So congrats to those young men. And Brandon Hammonds from Coldwater was bowler of the year, and the team champion was Coldwater. And for our females, Brooklyn Warwick was first team, and Megan Kanapke was second team, and Emily Lauber was honorable mention with Coldwater Versailles, co-champs, and Jasmine Schultz for Coldwater was bowler of the year.
We got to give a little shout-out to Miracle Lanes. You know, they do a good job keeping that place, you know, updated. All the lanes, you know, all that work.
Yep, Corey does a great job. I know he was excited about this year. So Rams have the ball to start the fourth quarter, which is the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Again, Indians are leading by 15 right now. We'd love to see his tack on right here. Possible travel call. They don't call. Helton has the ball, kicks over to Underwood. Underwood drives in. They're going to call foul.
Should be on the floor.
Yeah, they called it out here, but the way he looked, though, like it was going to be a continuation. No, he did point to the floor, so.
Good.
Right now it's a little hedgy on when they blow the whistle.
What's going to happen? We don't know what we're getting.
Right now they're looking to trigger the ball inbounds, and he gets it. Oh my goodness.
Come on.
Foul on Leverett. Rex looked like he got all ball to me, and that's going to be Rex's fourth foul.
Maybe he got him by a fingernail. I don't know.
Maybe a hangnail.
Yeah, there you go.
Nonetheless, Rex is going to have to step out. Alex Dews is going to have to come in. Drew Stevens steps up and hits the first free throw.
That gives him 13 for the night. And the second one's good. Brings the score to 44-31. And the Indians back in their press break, trying to break their press. We get across half court. That's great.
Yep. Daniel Patch has it on the left-hand side. Throws it over to Cal Rammel. Cal Rammel's getting trapped right now. Throws it up to Troy Holman in the high post. Throws it to Daniel Patch. Daniel Patch turning and squares up. Nice pass into Landon Post. Landon airballed a layup. Oh, my goodness. That would have... Great look inside. We got to be able to hit that. Underwood for a 15-foot pull-up and cashes it in. Giving Maddox Underwood 2 points right there at 11 on the night. Slow down and be under control here, Indians. Kel Rammel has the ball. Skip pass to Daniel Patch. Daniel Patch now picks up a foul right there on Thompson.
You know what? With Landon down there, wide open layup, but I think he was anticipating all the pressure and people coming down on him, and nobody did.
There was no one around. Yeah. No one around him at all. Yeah, now it's an 11-point game. Now things are starting to get a little tight for the Indians. By the way, quick shout-out to my daughter, Olivia Patch, and her roommate right there as a foul is coming in on Helton. Courtney, they are listening as they are in Findlay, Ohio, as the Hillsdale Lady Chargers are going to take on the Findlay Oilers tomorrow.
Ooh, that's going to be a big game.
Yeah, we'll be heading up there and watch live. She's currently in a boot right now, so she's not able to play. But Alex nonetheless, Dews, they are listening.
Alex Dews checking the ball in here on the corner.
Right now, you're seeing some quick fouls here by USV as they're going after the ball, being ultra-aggressive.
It's always so tough to check the ball in out over on the corner.
Especially in the deep corner when you're almost in the corner.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You're down on the baseline. Right there, possible was a foul again. They're bodying him up. Oh, there's another reach. My goodness. There's another. That was three fouls before they kindly called one.
You know what's kind of funny is I feel like he's trying to foul, but
yeah.
he's kind of mad that he fouled.
Well, right now they got 16 fouls. It's almost like they want to put us in the bonus because they know we're probably not a great free throw shooting team.
Knock on wood.
Troy Holman's getting ready to trigger the thing in. We got to know right now if this is the case, we got to be strong at the basketball, know who we want with the ball in our hands. How about we give it to Kel Rammel on the block? That'd be good. We did. Kel's getting double teamed. Kicks over to Daniel Patch. Daniel Patch over to Alex Dews. Alex lets a three fly. No good. You're going to be a hold.
Hold on.
Thing is, that's not a great shot for us.
That's not.
I understand Alex is like, hey, I'm wide open. They're coming in pressure, and they are trapping. If we're strong at the basketball, we don't need to shoot a three.
Exactly.
We can shoot a layup.
Yeah, yeah.
like, this is just right now basketball understanding on your part of knowing what's good and bad. And Coach Mesker's telling him, hey, think.
And, you know, some of these younger guys, you have to realize when all the pressure's up high, somebody's open down low.
Right. Troy Holman, Eisen flies that one.
Wow.
That's a big hit for Troy Holman.
Ice in his veins there, number 10.
Any points he can get you at the free throw line are bonus points. Short on that one, deflected up.
And he got a rebound.
And another foul. Troy has a chance to go back to the free throw line.
We are fouling at 6 minutes and 29 seconds in the game. This is going to be a long quarter.
It will. As long as we hit them, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
If we don't, let's speed the clock up. Troy steps through the Hall Brother free throw line and cashes that one in.
Great shot there by Troy.
And Reese comes in for Alex Dews.
So now that this deficit's a little bit smaller, what do you see the Rams doing? You think they're going to change anything up?
I think they're going to continue to press us, and they're going to trap us. And Troy Holman with another one. That's big for Troy and the Indians right there, hitting 3 out of 4 for Troy. I think they're going to continue doing what they're doing right now. They need to play frantic and push this pace. Right now, we're making them take some time with this trap, which I think I love this. This is a great coaching move right here. Underwood drives in. No good on the shot. No box out. And goaltending on Cal Rammel. Went up and hit it off the backboard as it was going in. Coach Darian Sheffer is laughing. Coach Metzger is laughing. Coach Leverett looks over and shakes his head. I've never seen that one either.
That's one way to get it out of the ring.
It is, I guess. Reese Guggenbiller has the ball against this pressure now. Clear out. Yes. They're trying to trap you. Don't stay back and let a guy jump you like that. Got to clear out. Turnover on the Indians. And they're calling shoving foul on Kel Rammel as he fell down and just landed in someone. Problem, you know, here's the problem. With the teams we played, besides really maybe the Maumee team, we haven't seen a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And the thing is, these guys have to understand, when you're getting pressed, clear out. If you stay back with a two-guard front, you're getting jumped. You have a chance to, for your guy to go trap you.
Yeah.
So even if you beat your man, the other guy can run and jump you, and now you're double, you're covered with that jump man on defense. So you just need to clear the whole floor out and let you play one-on-one.
Yeah,
play your pace.
100%.
And right now we're not doing that. Right now we are picking them up three-quarter court, little 1-2-2, laying a post at the front of it. Right now making them take some time off the clock with 5:45 to go. Indians lead 47-35. And we drive in like butter and get split. Holy cow, that was too easy.
Yeah, they're picking up their physicality, but we are not.
Right, I agree 100%. Right now it's a 10-point lead with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Troy Holman, there we go, clear it out. Bringing it up, under control. Good job, Troy Holman. Drive it across, hand it to Kel Rammel. Now get out, let him go. Kel has it on the left-hand side. Stops, picks up his dribble, throws back to Daniel. Swings it across to Landon. Right now the clock is our friend. Kel Rammel's getting jumped. Double team drives in. Kicks over to Troy Holman. Back to Daniel Patch.
Good call. 22. Thompson. Yeah. Pushed Daniel Patch right in the back as he was catching the ball for the post move.
So now this is big free throws here for Daniel. He's got to hit the first one here at least. Because the next foul for the Rams will be in a double bonus for us. Makes it a little easier to shoot that first one at least.
And right now we only have a 10-point lead. And you know as well as I do, that don't go very far sometimes.
No, you can chip away at that in a hurry sometimes. I like our patience there we had on that possession, though.
Yeah.
Daniel Eisen flies. No good.
Stevens gets the ball, pushes the ball hard up to the left side of the floor. Rotates around ball screen. Kicks out to Underwood for three. Off in and out. Offensive rebound by Sanders.
Dribbles back out to the three-point line. Deflected pass by Kel. Over to Underwood. Drives in. Blows up and lays it in. Right now, we got to step up defensively. We're not doing a great job of that. Underwood has 13 on the night. Troy Holman has the ball. Pushes it. Oh, my goodness. And throws it hard between Daniel's legs. Out of bounds. Throws a 100-mile-an-hour fastball at his feet. Right now, Coach Leverett's looking a little bit in disgust. Right now, we got to collect ourselves defensively. We got an 8-point lead with 4.5 to go. It's a new ball game. Right? Our 15-point lead is now away. But this is where we got to step up and play.
We've got four timeouts.
Stevens has the ball. Skip pass over to Underwood. Underwood drives in. Stop, pop, pulls up long. Rebound, Kel Rammel. Kel's bringing the ball out. Right now, oh, behind his back, lost the ball to Underwood. He drives in, throws it up. No good. Landon Post with the rebound. Foul on Helton. Landon Post has been coming down here and shooting free throws. Our best free throw shooter. Knock on some wood there. Yeah. 80% free throw shooter.
Folks, get ready. It's going to be a lot of free throws here. Four minutes to play.
It's going to be fast-paced action, too.
And it looks like Rick Slevret's going to be checking in.
Interesting to see who he checks in here
That's
for.
That's what I was...
Landon, let's have him go.
Looks like he's getting Reese Guggenbiller. So the five starters back in for the Indians.
That's Landon's fourth point of the night. Hit a three in the second quarter. And he hits that one. That's the guy I want the ball here in these possessions. A senior who can step up and hit free throws. Give him the ball, please.
Come on, boys.
49-39, Indians lead with just under 4 minutes to go. Halfway to go in this quarter for the Indians to have a chance to come down to that. Rex Leverett with the steal and loses it out of bounds. Great hustle by Rex, though, anticipating that from the top of the 3-2. Dropping down and still in that pass just happened. His momentum carried him out of bounds.
And this is where we got to get back to.
Yep. We got to get a stop right here and grind this thing out on this end. Coming out now. Stevens on a contested three. No good short. Kel Rammel with the rebound. Walk it up here under control, Kel. Picks his dribble up. Throws a
three-quarter court pass.
So said. Troy Holman's driving in there. Stop. Goes up. Wild shot. Misses the layup. It does get fouled. Again, I get is a lane there, but there's also a contested shot. You miss that, we get nothing out of it. Instead, we lose a chance to run some clock there.
Yeah.
Because we're going to get the same chance right here, right? I mean, they're going to come out and foul us. We have a chance to run clock, and we're going to shoot two free throws no matter what.
Yeah. I will say, I was a little scared that he was going to dribble down to that short corner and stop. I'd much rather see him take it versus stopping right there, because we would have been in trouble there.
Yeah. Drive in there, turn around, pivot, and drive right back out.
Yeah.
Troy does hit the first one, misses the second one, splits a pair from the Hall Brothers free throw line, 50-39. I'm okay splitting pairs as long as we get stops on this end. There's a walk that's just got away from. Stevens goes up. Now they're calling a foul.
Stevens goes up, misses the first layup, gets his offensive rebound, which he traveled first.
Right.
Then he goes back up again. They call a foul.
And the coaches would love to have a moving screen on that one.
Yeah.
And that's what Daniel comes over and just taps the official on the butt and says, hey, he took about four steps right there. LeBron would have been happy on that
one. He would have.
He would have been a proud moment for him.
Gosh.
Steven steps up and cashes in on that one. I'm saying this young man's probably not going to miss too many free throws for them.
That gives him 17 on the night.
Averages around that point right there. Player of the year in their conference. He knows how to score. And he hits that one. And looks like they're going to take a full timeout. So let's take a timeout here with them. And Indians lead 50-41, a 9-point lead with 3:25 to go.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings, and lots of fish and shrimp during Lent. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
All right, Indians are facing full court pressure. Rex throws it in to Kel, back to Rex. Rex is dribbling across half court, picks his dribble up, throws over to Kel Rammel. Crosses half court, skip past to Troy Holman, back up to Rex Leverett.
Value it.
Indians right now playing a little keep away. Troy picked his dribble up, one dribble. Don't do that, Troy Holman. Rex Leverett has the ball, getting fouled, no call. Rex dribbles in, jump stops. Skip pass out to Daniel Patch. Daniel Patch dribbles over, and they're calling a reach behind foul. Daniel got fouled from behind, and Coach Leverett says, hey, they're coming from behind. He looks at him and goes, hey, hit a free throw for me. 3:01 here. These are big. And Daniel misses that one. Got to get this one, Daniel. Got to split them here, buddy.
Stevens checks back into the game. I missed that. I didn't even see him check out, to be honest.
Yeah, I didn't either. Quick blow for him. That's the first time he's been out. Daniel dribbles it and does hit that one. Right now, any points we can get from anyone is huge.
We're back in the Fort Recovery defense. Or this 1-2-2.
I like this. This is slowing them down.
Too.
Take some time off the clock. Doing a great job in this all night.
The biggest thing is we got to make sure we pick up all the penetration.
Yep.
Balls over to Underwood. Corner three. Got it.
That was even contested. Holy cow.
51-44.
Troy Holman has it. Getting trapped right here. Jumps to leave his feet. Gets the ball to Rex. Rex is dribbling across. Coach Leverett is going to take a timeout. Take a 30-second timeout, I think. No, full timeout. Let's take a full timeout and we'll be back. Indians lead with 2:34 left in the fourth quarter. 51-44.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos.
And we're getting ready to start here. This is the first time I really heard the Fort Recovery faithful really trying to cheer on our Indians here. Troy Holman picks his dribble up, leaves his feet to make a pass. Right now we got 10 guys across half court. We can attack it if we want. Pass in. Daniel Patch then looking to split and dribble him out.
They're going to call it jump ball.
It will be Indians ball. Daniel thought about shooting a layup off balance. Said he decides to collect himself and gets a jump ball out of it. Will be Indians ball.
Coach Leverett's over there trying to get the boys to understand it's still our ball.
Right. Well, we had 10 people all across half court. We just don't have any spacing right now down there. Rex Leverett does get the ball and bounce. Gets hit twice. They finally call a foul. So Rex Leverett will have a chance to go to the free throw line. Right now it's about making free throws and getting stops for the Indians.
And Stevens is going to be checking back into the game.
Rex Leverett stepping up. The young man has All-MAC honorable mention here. Has 6 points tonight. Chance to add into that. Look good on that one by Rex.
Great free throw. You know, like we were saying, talking earlier off air, you know, we really need to start hitting both of these free throws. We can't be trading one for three, you know.
Right.
Big, big shot there by Rex. Brings the score to 53-44.
We're back in that 1-2-2. Almost a turnover. Stevens does retain the ball. Again, right now, make time come off. Yep, Daniel's getting out there. Deflected pass again by Rex and Landon. For deep three by Stevens. No good. Rex with the rebound. Hands over to Kel Rammel. Get down the floor. We can shoot layups here. Kel splitting them. We'll take layups if they're going to put five guys back to go press us in the backcourt. We can spread out and go shoot a layup. 1:54 to go here. Indians up by 9. Kel Rammel has a chance to tack onto that with 2 free throws.
The biggest thing, too, you know, when we break these presses, it's so crucial that you know, we break them by passing the ball and making good passes.
Right.
What happens a lot of times is guards feel like they can put the ball on and dribble between two people when, quite frankly, you just can't.
Or when you're trying to split them and then they tip it from behind on you.
Yeah.
Cal Ramo hits both. Big free throws there by that senior. That's what you want from your senior leaders, stepping up and hitting big free throws. We're back into that 1-2-2. Stevens drives to this side. Picked up by Cal Ramo. Kicks out to Sanders. No good on that end. Deflected. Rex Leverett saves it back in. They're going to call out of bounds. Probably a good call because Rex saved it in underneath their basket to them. I'd rather see him just carry the thing out of bounds right there instead of throwing it back in for a layup. Love the effort, though. Right now, you just got to know who the guards are because right now they have three guys that have scored most of their points. Daniel Patch with the steal. Picks it up. Behind the back pass. Holy crap. To Cal Ramo. Deep pass. Daniel Patch picks it up. No look pass to Rex Leverett for layup.
Got it.
Holy cow right there. That's some great passing by Daniel for a layup to Rex Leverett. We'll take it.
Couple big risky passes, but it all panned out for the Indians.
Drives right there, and it's going to be,
I think it's
a foul. Probably on Daniel. Holy cow.
Underwood will go to the line shooting two.
That was a lot of action right there.
That was.
That gave us some big breathing room. See, that's the thing. Like you said earlier, they're trapping us with so many people. If we just catch it and look, we have people underneath the basket wide open, and Daniel found Rex in there for a nice power up and score. Underwood gets the friendly roll on that one. Hits the rim, goes up over the backboard and back down in for points. Gives him 17 on the night. Him and Stevens have, but Stevens is out right now. I am going to say almost all but 10 of their points.
Yeah.
He hits that one.
Second one's good. That brings it 46 to 57, Indians. 1 minute and 15 seconds left to play.
Cal Ramo with a heck of a catch. Holding foul right there. Way to go get that pass. We just ran a little three short action. We send Troy home and our point guard long after he sets the screen. Rex made the good decision of not throwing it and turned the thing over. Shout out to Joe Bruns there because that's all Brunsy's stuff that he used to run that I used to run from him and got from him. And when he was on our staff and Jeff Vaughn, and Bobby's picked that stuff up too.
Passing them on down, all right?
Yep.
Cale Ramo in and out there. Cale's got 19 on the night.
And also, by the way, prayers to Joe Bruns too, and hopefully he's doing well and with all of his rehab stuff.
Absolutely.
With the cancer stuff. So prayers for you, Joe.
Cale misses the second shot there.
Stevens quickly down the floor, and they're going to call a reach-in foul. Not sure.
I think that ticked off maybe 3 seconds.
Yeah. And Rex Leverett picks up his fifth.
Oh.
So Reese Guggenbiller checks in to replace Rex. Rex had himself a nice night there. Coming in with 10 points on the evening. And a big two free throws and a bucket late in that fourth quarter.
Yeah.
When we needed him desperately. No good for Stevens. Maybe I should say he's the greatest free throw shooter in the world.
Wasn't a one-on-one.
It wasn't a one-on-one. He was on the shot. But he missed that one after I just said he's probably not going to miss too many. Hopefully he'll miss this one as well. Sorry, young man.
Our boys box out here.
We got a side to cheer for. Does hit that one. And they check him out so he doesn't get in any foul trouble there. And I don't think he is in any foul trouble, but giving him a quick blow. And
oh, wait. No, that's 22. That's 4 fouls.
Cal Ramo has the ball. Dribbles in. Picks it up. Throws it over to Reese Guggenmiller. If Reese throws it down, we can go shoot a left to Daniel. Throws it in to Troy Holmer for a layup. And
got
in.
It.
That's what we talk about.
That's
break
cool.
the press.
Yep.
Break the press with the pass. And your 6'7 guy can throw over the top of that press.
Underwood with the quick three off the wing. Got it.
Oh, my goodness. That is a big hit by that young man. He has cut that thing to 9.
He's playing a great game. He has 21 points on the night.
21 points. That is a deep contested three off the bounce. Let's stay here, Jordan, since we've just taken a lot of commercial breaks here. It is a full timeout. Indians lead by 9. Right now, what do you think what do you think we got to be able to do? Or who do you like to see, I guess, maybe, let me word it that way. Who would you like to see have the ball in bounce right here for the Indians?
I mean, right now, the ball's got to get to Landon Post.
I agree 100%. I was just going to say the same thing.
I mean, the way he's shooting the ball from the free throw line and the confidence, senior, you know, you just can't ask for anything more.
My second option would have been Rex Leverett. And, Rex kind of took himself out there with some fouls. But those would be the two guys I would love to see on the free throw line. Since Rex is out, I want to see Landon with the ball. Because right now, we can still take 10 seconds off the clock. If you do that, you put it at 38. You may think you don't want to turn it over. Clock right now is your best friend game. You have a 9-point lead. If you take it down to 38 seconds, that's going to be almost impossible to come back from.
That's right.
Unless Reggie Miller walks into this building. right now, we need Landon the ball. I love to see us still clear out.
Yeah.
We're sending some guys down there a little bit. The other thing is put Daniel in the middle. One, he's strong. Two, he's pretty smart. He's not going to make some dumb decisions, most likely. If he does, I'm blaming it on his mother. But if he does, he can throw over that trap, which is what we've scored on our last two times from Rex and Troy inside.
Yeah. I honestly, too, personally.
And Daniel does get it right there. Gets it to Reese. Cut to the middle just like that. Perfect. Reese throws it deep now to Troy. Bring the ball back out, Landon. Good.
Great
job of breaking the press. Daniel now has the ball. Great job right there, Indians. That is a textbook way to break a press. Great job, Coach Leverett, and Indians are breaking that thing.
And, they know we have the lead. The Indian, our boys do, so they understand that right now our value is to take that clock.
The other thing Landon Post just did as a senior was dribble that thing back out. He could have shot a contested layup. Daniel does hit that free throw. That's another thing you want your seniors to do, step up and hit free throws in big situations. Landon could have shot a layup contested, instead drove it back out. Wasted another 3 or 4 or 5 seconds off the clock, which is going to be big for us. Daniel steps up, dribbles three times, and cashes in on that one.
Rolls off the front of the rim. Underwood pushing the ball up the right side of the floor.
Giving Daniel 9 on the night. Being trapped right there, and reach-in foul on Landon Post, which is an 8th team foul for the Indians.
That's tough. It's another one of those hangnail fouls.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Landon was trying to foul him at all. I think he was, letting him split him.
Yeah.
Because what he was trying to do was, don't shoot a three.
Yeah.
Go shoot a two. I'm okay with you shooting a contested two. Just don't shoot a three. So that's why I'm saying there's no way. To me, there was no way that was a foul. Just because Landon was letting it happen.
Yeah.
Right now, USV is checking in number 15, which is Abraham Decker. He is a 6'1" senior. And given Coach White has given him a chance for 31.5 seconds here on his, hopefully for him, his last senior game. Because otherwise, if not, then Indians then lost. So.
Yeah, don't say that.
Yeah, I know. So that's what I'm saying. Not that you want anyone's career to end, but, glad he gets a chance to get checked in there on his last senior game.
And they're not looking to foul.
Nope. Landon Post has the ball. Daniel Patch has it. Right now, a little going one-on-one. Dribbling across half court. Picks it up. And Coach Leverett says, hey, let's take a 30-second timeout. Indians lead by 11 with 19.6 seconds.
And, honestly, I'm not. I kind of like what Daniel did there. I would much rather take the 10-second call versus turn the ball over to them. And Coach Leverett did a good job by making that timeout.
Well, and the other thing was catching it right away. People don't realize, when you catch it, even when you cross half court, you can hold on that thing for 12 seconds.
Yeah.
You can hold it for 4, dribble for 4, pick it up for 4. You just wasted 12 seconds yourself with ever not – you don't have to get rid of the basketball.
Yep.
So, Daniel, I think, was not in a rush right there. I like to see him maybe go a little faster to get it across so that way he can save the timeout. But he did the right thing, I think, by not trying to rush and get a turnover out of it.
Yeah, 100%.
We can hit Troy Holman right there. We do. Get it inbounds. Throws it over to Daniel Patch. Daniel Patch is now dribbling it back out to Reese Guggenmiller. They are not fouling. This thing's going to end. The Indians are going to cut down some net.
Yeah.
The first time we've done that in 5 years. The first time this group of players has cut down the nets as players. Coach Leverett is pumping his hands. Our Fort Recovery faithful is up. Indians win 61-50.
Big win for the purple and white. Good job, boys.
Sectional champs here at St. Mary's in the second half. Wasn't pretty down the stretch, Jordan, but again, when you're in tournament time, pretty does not matter.
That's
about survival, moving on and advancing. And so happy for those kids. Let's take a break, and we'll be back here to wrap some things up and hopefully talk to some maybe a happy coach here if we can.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in?
We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
An easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings, and lots of fish and shrimp during Lent. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Brick Street Tavern has delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now they also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. On Monday, it will be Mystery Monday with something different each week. On Tuesday, it's a meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it's their famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, they have their half-pound cheeseburger, fries, and slaw. And remember, in addition to these regular favorites at lunch, they now offer a second lunch special every day. Fast, delicious, home-cooked lunch specials Monday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, so boys are cutting down some nets, and we're up here getting a kick out of this.
Yeah, we are.
You know, these guys have never cut a net down. They have not seen a net cut down. I'm sure they when they were younger and so on.
Yeah.
We actually had a little party at our house at senior night. We had the coaches over, and, you know, I told Coach Lorette, I'm like, hey, are you going to have the boys practice?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I don't know. I thought about it. My second year at Fort Recovery, we won sectional. We actually had the kids, brought them all in. We practice on a side net, cutting the net down because they've never cut a net down.
That's crazy.
And we practice, and we told the kids, I said, hey, when we go to the game tonight, you hold on to that piece of net and think about what it's going to be like going up there, cutting down that net, winning.
That's awesome.
And, you know, we talked about it, and they visualized it, and we went through the whole process of how to cut down a net. And, you know, Toby was lucky. I was lucky to have those guys. He's cut down quite a few nets in his time, and so he's there giving a little instruction and direction on how to cut a net down so we can save that last piece of net there for Coach Bob Leverett, his first season here as the Indians coach, getting something done that we haven't done in 5 years, and that is cutting a sectional net down for the Fort Recovery Indians. And let's recap some things here real quick, Jordan. For the Indians, we jumped out to a huge 15-5 lead after one. Second quarter, we outscored the Rams 12-9 to take a 27-14 halftime lead. Third quarter, it was 17-15. Things started to get a little bit interesting. And we take a 44-29 third quarter at the end of the third quarter lead there. In the fourth quarter, we did get outscored 21-17, but we hold on for a 61-50 victory. Leading the way for the Indians was senior Kel Rammel with 19 big points. Chipping in with 10 points, which Troy Holman and Rex Leverett. 9 points for Daniel Patch. 6 points for Alex Deuce, 5 points for Landon Post, 2 points for Riggs. Toby and Reese Guggenbiller did check in but did not play. I will say real quick, Ryan Tin and Lori Tin, Kip Deuce and Michelle Deuce, be careful going to Florida. We do appreciate you listening, Jordan. They said we sound great.
Oh, boy.
And they're excited for a big Indian win. I know Ryan Tin was out yesterday with the softball girls, or today with winter coats on, and now he's going to be in short weather. So, Ryan, a little jealous of you, buddy.
Yeah, live that up. That's
nice. No kidding. But anyway, the Indians get a huge victory tonight. And on Tuesday night, looking ahead here, it is going to be an all-MAC district at Walpauk.
You can't beat that.
Next Tuesday, we have the New Bremen Cardinals playing the St. Henry Redskins at 6 o'clock at Walpauk. And then in the second half, the nightcap, the varsity game, we'll call it, right?
Here we go.
The Marion Flyers versus the Fort Recovery Indians at 7:30 tip time. And obviously, we would love to have you listen, but more importantly, please go to the game and support these young men. This is the first time in 5 years the Indians have had a chance to cut down the net. We played some great basketball tonight. We are playing well, and I'm sure they would absolutely love your support getting to that game, as all the happy moms are down there snapping pictures of those babies.
You know, we were talking earlier too, Coach, and I love the atmosphere we have right now and all the fans that are sticking around, staying around. This is huge for the boys.
You know, we talked about this too. Marion left, and obviously you being a former Flyer, as the Indians are singing the fight song right now, the Indians was like, really didn't appreciate the sectional win because they've had so many, and it's come often for them. It hasn't came often for the Fort Recovery Indians. I believe this is our 18th victory in a sectionals, and it's been a long time. And so that is something that these young men right here are relishing in. You know, our student section stayed around. You know, some of these guys as teammates that they're going to have for track, they had for football, they're going to have for baseball here, standing around and hugging these guys. And obviously the parents and the family, you know, a little bit different atmosphere from the Flyers when they left. It was like, big deal, we won, no big deal, get a net. That's not the case here. It seems a little more maybe, I don't know if the word's maybe appreciated, and I don't mean that in a bad way, because Marion's won it a lot. You know, they've done really well. They've been a state, they've won state championships here in the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years where we haven't had that success. And so you can tell these young men right here are definitely relishing in this moment and appreciating it.
And you know, I feel like for me the bigger thing is pride. I mean, the amount of pride that the Indians have right now in these boys, I mean, they're jacked up, they're ready to go, and I hope they take this momentum in with them on Tuesday and, you know, really throw it at the Flyers.
Absolutely. Let's pause for one more break, and we'll see if Coach Love is going to come up here as the student sections start chanting his name, Bobby Love. And actually, right here he is.
Oh, there he is.
Coming up, bringing the net up. Hey, I'm calling this my conditioning of the day.
For the week.
For the week.
You're losing your voice there a little bit?
For the month.
You're good to go.
Hey, we're...
These guys will keep it short.
we'll keep it short. We're scared of heights, by the way. So, hey, first of all, congratulations, buddy. Couldn't be more happier. Hey, first of all, we were talking about nonstop, giving you so much love. What? I mean, all the time we trash you, but
I'm kidding.
You know, tonight, what a game plan for you guys tonight, and how about the players executing that game plan?
They were awesome. I mean, to a T, almost. We watched so much Nang film going into this that we caught a game that we saw that kind of give them fits, and we had been working on it, coincidentally, towards the end of the season just to have it in our hip pocket, and we're like, hey, we're bringing it out. So kudos to the players for coming out and executing it. Communication on that is critical, and they were loud and proud, and can't say enough about them, just super proud of the guys.
The inside-out actions were incredible, our offense. I mean,
yeah, well, we got some spread action. We got Daniel ball screening and rolling, and he was finishing inside and was super aggressive tonight. Kale was Kale. Rex hit some shots. Troy got in and finished in the paint. What a great floor game I thought he had. Googsy gave us good minutes. Alex, I mean, it was just a solid effort from all those top eight guys that played tonight.
You know, obviously you can harp on some negatives, which we're not going to late in the fourth quarter, but talk about the resilience. I mean, it's easy. You know, people don't understand when you're up, it's harder to play when you're up than when you're behind.
Right.
Talk about that.
Well, because, they can play loose. They can be aggressive. They have nothing to lose at that point. So you know, they come out and they do their 2-1-2 a little bit. So we knew that was coming. And we turned it over a couple times with that. And then they went back to their 1-2-2 action, which is more aggressive. Once we got our press breaker going and started finding those cutters, then we executed it like we should. But, you know, I mean, you're going to have that, I think, a little bit, like you said, with a big lead. Then you start playing a little tight, not to lose so much. And we saw that. But then once we settled down, we got layups against it, got to run some clock, hit some big free throws down the stretch. And, you know, we kept it about that 10-point range and finished her out. So,
and, you know, one thing we talked about a lot, especially those first three quarters, is how patient we were.
Yeah.
I mean, that was incredible. You know, that's something I don't think we've seen so much of this year, but then tonight we've seen a lot of it. It was awesome.
I think that, you know, like I told the guys Tuesday night, you know, this whole season we started off 8-1, but we didn't get too high. Then we went on a losing streak, and we never got too low. You know, then we won a couple, we'd lose a couple. But this team has never, I mean, they never got nervous. They never got too high, not too low. They're just even keel.
Yeah.
So, you know, I thought this game going in that, you know, hey, these guys are calm and cool. They got music blaring on the bus. We're having a good time. Like I told, we ain't got nothing to lose. We're the 5 seed. They're the 3 seed.
Right. Pressure's on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I told my guys, come on. It's been 5 years since we cut a net down.
We brought that up.
So, you know, that was a little inspiration for those guys. And like I told them, you know, our goal this season was to get the Fort Site Fieldhouse filled. And we did that some games. I think people started to enjoy watching us play as a team. I think we accomplished that. And, you know, we didn't win the MAC, but we were competitive in the MAC. We had a winning record at the end of the year. And the other goal was this right here. Let's go play. We wanted to play play Marion again. But, hey, in order to do that, we got to win a sectional.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, now the pressure's on Marion on Tuesday.
Right.
We'll come up with a game plan. We'll roll the ball out there and go at them. So,
well, you know, you want to be playing at the best basketball at the right time,
right.
And that time is now. And definitely,
yeah.
We talked on air. This is the best I've seen us play on both ends of the floor.
Yeah.
So, kudos to you and
your
coaching staff and the players, and congratulations
on
the first sectional in 5 years.
All right.
We're going to go celebrate tonight. I can tell you that.
Yes, sir. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Bobby.
Thanks.
All right. So, we are wrapping things up and appreciate you listening. Hopefully you enjoyed the broadcast. Again, safe trip there to Florida, Deuces and Tens.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Hopefully the rest of you all in Fort Recovery that stayed and didn't go to the warmer weather will come to Walpauk on Tuesday and cheer on our Indians.
We'll see you there.
From Walpauk, this is Jordan Winter and Brian Patch signing off.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.